This video podcast was produced by PDST Technology in Education as part of its SkullNetGerman.ie initiative. Simon Green from Challenging Ideas talks teachers through how they can incorporate his creative activity, nonsense and grammar, into their classrooms. This resource is focused on the target language of German and links to Strand 2, Language Awareness, Element Reflecting on How the Target Language Works, in the Junior Cycle Modern Foreign Language Specification.
Using nonsense words to help give an understanding of German grammar. Grammatical concepts are sometimes difficult to explain satisfactorily to students. Here is a quote from Vygotsky. Practical experience also shows that direct teaching of concepts is impossible and fruitless. A teacher who tries to do this usually accomplishes nothing but empty verbalism, a parrot-like repetition of words by the child, simulating knowledge of the corresponding concepts, but actually covering up a vacuum. However, using nonsense words can sometimes be a way of helping students to understand grammatical concepts without a lengthy explanation. The aim is to get the students to play with and use the nonsense words in a variety of contexts before asking them to see connections and links. Only after they've played with the nonsense words and discovered patterns do you introduce them to similar concepts in German. To begin with, provide your students with the following group of nonsense words. As a starter activity, invite them to categorize the words in as many different combinations as they can within 5 minutes. They could categorize them, for example, alphabetically. Words beginning with F-L-T-R. Words ending in B-L-E-E-B. Five-letter words. Nonsense words help students appreciate patterns, sounds, links, suffixes, and prefixes, all of which are grammatical concepts, before confronting real words in German. When they've completed this first categorization, ask the students to recategorize them according to these patterns that you have invented for the words. Adjective, squirtsy. Noun, blieb. Infinitive, numdel. Adverb, humperly. Can they group other words underneath? What deductions do the students make from this exercise? For example, they may deduce words ending in y are adjectives, words ending in ily are adverbs, words ending in le are infinitives, and so on. Test this hypothesis with a range of nonsense words until it breaks down. The exception tests the rule. If the students have grasped the concept of the grammatical construction, then try out the same exercise with a text in German. What patterns do the students notice, if any? When they have grasped the form of the word, they may well be ready to move on to the meaning and communicative possibilities. This is a session well suited to a plenary.
The activities used in this podcast can be found on German.ie and SkullNet. A link to the actual resource being spoken about is given here.